It's Paul Smolin, M.D., your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Dr. Paul Smolin here. Thanks for joining me. I developed PEDcast to help parents navigate a myriad of parenting topics ranging from infancy to graduation, from the delivery room to the boardroom, so to speak. In these PEDcasts, I express general observations and opinions that I have developed in my generation of pediatric practice and parenting. I'm not providing medical judgments or advice. And by listening to my PEDcast, you are agreeing to the terms and conditions listed on my website, docsmo.com. Let's talk kids with today's topic. How 57 years can change the whole game. When I was born in 1952, a high-tech toy was a hula hoop or a wiffle ball. Who would have thought in the year 2010, as a pediatrician, one of the major health topics that I would be giving advice about would be how much time your child spends in front of an electronic screen. The reality of our world today is that your child does have access to video screen for much of his or her day. Let me say right up front, I don't think that's a good thing. Time your child is spending in front of a TV or a computer or video game or any other electronic entertainment is time that they're not spending jumping, running, cycling, or playing active games, or just generally moving around. Moving is synonymous with health. Creatures that don't move are generally either sick or deceased. In addition to inactivity, screens bring exposure to violent messages and advertising encouraging unhealthy behavior such as consumption of alcohol or soda or a myriad of processed or fast foods. Screens bring a double whammy of creating inactivity at the same time that they expose children to many negative messages. Limiting their screen time has become a big health issue for every parent. But Doc Smo, why should I get into arguments with my kids about screen time? Good question. Look at the facts and you'll see why. The average child is in front of a TV for 3 hours a day, and this does not include computer time and time spent with video games. 1/3 of all children between the ages of 2 and 7 have a TV in their rooms. And this increases to 2/3 of all kids by age 8 years. Oh my gosh. And we wonder why the kids in India do math better than we do here. I think this is a tragedy. All this time is time they lose with friends, being active, drawing, reading, exploring, or spending time with their families. That's a radical idea. Has a video game ever taught your child how to solve conflicts with their friends or compromise for the sake of others? Has a video game or TV ever made your child healthier? No, absolutely not, and they never will. The hours lost to electronic screens is precious time you have to get to know your kids and shape the way they think of the world. Don't let the Mario Brothers have more influence on your kids than you do. Fight back and take charge. In the long run, your kids will respect you and thank you for it. Let's stop for a second for what I call a Doc Smo Pearl. Now, I plan to use Doc Smo Pearls throughout my PEDcasts as a way to emphasize certain pieces of information or advice that I think are so important that parents need to pay extra special attention to it. And with regards to screen time, here's my Doc Smo Pearl. Kids will eventually respect parents who are honest, committed to their well-being, and who set reasonable limits for them. And this is certainly true when it comes to TV and screens and other indulgences of childhood. Okay, Doc Smo, how in the world do you suggest I limit screen time without constantly battling with my kids? Well, here's how. It's rather simple. This is the way I recommend my patients limit their kids' screen time. When your child is old enough to have responsibilities around the house, such as picking up toys and helping with dishes, they're old enough to earn privileges. You need to treat screen time as a privilege, not a right. By that I mean, for the school-aged children, except for very special occasions, time with TV, video games, and computers are forbidden Monday through Friday. If your child has done well in school that week, has done their assigned tasks without too much resistance, and has not cheated with screens, they earn unlimited screen time on one day of the weekend, either Saturday or Sunday, whichever day they choose. No nagging, no limits. Let's face it, this is the way the adult world works, and why should the kid world be any different? 101, School of Natural Consequences. The AAP recommends no more than 1 hour of screen time per day, and this strategy conforms to that recommendation. Now, instead of 7 1-hour daily sessions with a screen, your child has access to screens for about 7 hours a week, but all concentrated on one single day of the week. So why is this method better than limiting screen time on a daily basis, you might ask? Well, here's the beauty of this system. Monday through Friday, your child will have to entertain himself or herself with something which will probably involve active play. Once they discover how much fun that is, on the weekend day, they could play video games. They may choose not to. Your child may actually choose active play over screen time. How beautiful is that? This system has also removed the parent from the daily drudge of being the screen police. So let's summarize the thoughts for the day. Too much screen time is damaging to children, plain and simple. Time they spend with a screen is passive play, not active play. Limiting the total amount of time in front of a screen for your child to 7 hours per week is a very good thing for their health and their well-being. Let's limit the number of screens your child has access to and absolutely forbid screens in your child's room when they are young. As far as portable screens are concerned, I am not a fan. Just beware, don't go there. Supervise your child's TV and internet time whenever possible. Your comments will shape what they see and help them interpret what they see. Provide good alternatives to screens, such as playtime with friends, games, reading materials, models, puzzles, puppets, blackboards, and the like. And here's a big mistake I see parents make. They allow screen time to become an entitlement rather than a reward. And here's another big mistake I see parents often make. They don't set a good example. They spend too much time in front of screens. Screen time is just as unhealthy for parents as for children. And believe me, those little eyes, they're watching. Well, this is Dr. Paul Smolin from beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina, thanking you for listening to another PEDcast regarding your child's health. Hopefully you found this broadcast informative and practical. That's always my goal. If you want to leave comments, you can go to docsmo.com, docsmo.com. Love to hear your comments. And until next time, I'm wishing you and your children much happiness and loads of happy, active play together. I want to thank the following people for their help in producing this PEDcast. Ann Gesner for her editing assistance, Sarah Smolin for her digital editing and photography work, and the duo Musiquette, Ben Smolin and Jerome Moof, for helping with the bumper music that you're hearing currently. Thanks, guys.